You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The Sacramento Public Library has long been about more than just books, because accessing knowledge goes well beyond literary needs. From a library of things, where you can check out household tools and gadgets, even a national park pass, to a variety of resources to learn about health, like Alzheimer's kits, vaccine clinics, and much more. Recently, the public library rolled out sexual health cabinets stocked with condoms, pregnancy tests, and a variety of educational materials. This new resource is now available at 12 of its 30 branches. Todd Deck is the Community Engagement Services Manager for the Sacramento Public Library and joins us with more about how this project got started. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me, Vicky.
Thanks for taking the time. So where did this idea come from?
It actually came from a librarian working in one of our branches. He came up with the idea of, hey, maybe we should have like pregnancy tests available about a year ago. And when the idea started, we reflected on the need for it and really did some exploration on, is this the right fit for the library and what the needs are? So that's really where it started. And it's been about a year-long process. Each cabinet has free pregnancy tests, which makes this a very unique resource for libraries. Condoms, lube, dental dams, and then QR codes for accessing Planned Parenthood's educational resources.
Okay. Did the library kind of envision a demographic that would access these cabinets? Because a library, it's public. It is open to the community. You have people from all different walks of life and circumstances that rely on the library.
Sure. We intentionally developed this where each library that has one can localize the resource to where it makes sense for the community. So our North Natomas location, it is very central to the hub of the library near like the computer sections. Our pocket library, it's actually next to our seed library in an area where there's a lot of traffic for our meeting rooms. So we didn't go into very specific age demographics. We really wanted to encourage curiosity for the resource, for people to dig in and check it out to see what's there for them.
It's been about a month. How has it been going? What has the response been like?
The response has been very affirming. The launch happened right around the time when things nationally were getting very complicated for public servants. So we were concerned, and the response has been overwhelmingly positive. We've had to do several restocks, and people seem to appreciate the resource and understand why we're doing it.
There might be some people who are uncomfortable with the idea of offering this resource to people in the community. How do you navigate that as a public library?
We were very intentional with developing the resource. We wanted the cabinets to look like they were a library resource. So we wanted to be very clear that visually people understood that this is a resource the way that we would consider a book a resource on our shelf. Our approach to this is that community health and well-being is a priority of the Sacramento Public Library. And also from an access standpoint, this is a very real issue in our community. The average cost of a pregnancy test can cost between $2 and $20. And so by providing free resources like this, we do believe we're contributing to building a healthier community. So,
are there other public library systems across the country or the state that are offering something similar?
You know, we are the first that have approached it this way, where it is a specific proud partnership with Planned Parenthood. They're supplying some of the resources, the library is supplying others. So there wasn't really anyone out there that we could call and say, what did you learn from this? We kind of figured it out as we went.
Yeah, you have a tab on the public library website, Health Literacy, where there's community classes from Alzheimer kits to learning about blood pressure, diabetes, vaccine clinics. But I didn't find anything when it came to sexual health. So where can people find more information to see what locations offer this type of resource?
Sure. So currently they are at our Central Library, Coolidge, Southgate, Pocket, Rancho Carmichael, Walnut Grove, Valley High, Natomas, Rio Linda, Fair Oaks, and Sylvan. And those are where the kits are actually located. And we will be working to increase the communication on that for the full list for people.
So when it comes to increasing communication, what kind of outreach does, what does that look like? Mm-hmm. Is it reaching out to schools, perhaps, or perhaps shelters as well, letting people know that this free resource exists?
Yeah, the thing that was really fantastic is we did a pilot at two locations, our North Natomas location and our Fair Oaks location. And part of that, it's the Natomas location is actually mixed use where it's connected to a high school. So we connected with the high school to let them know, hey, this resource is coming. Do you have suggestions? And that really helped solidify the need for it. And so really, by localizing it, connecting with shelters, hospitals, you know, different organizations that it's there, I think it's going to make all the difference.
Have you ran into a situation where maybe you had an upset or frustrated parent approach that library since it is sharing the same space as a school and a campus?
Sure. You know, we've had two instances. There was one patron in one of our more rural locations who was not pleased with the resource. And through conversations, we learned that, you know, they just did not agree with that information being out there to the public. And then on our Instagram page, we posted about it, and there was a person who expressed some dissatisfaction with it. The part that really warmed my heart, though, was that the Sacramento Public Library community actually really stepped up and informed them in a friendly and respectful way the need for this resource. And so it's been very affirming to see that conversation happening between people.
What would you like people to better understand from your perspective if they feel uncomfortable with this new resource?
Yeah, you know, the library is a reflection of the needs of the community. We have a lot of different resources. We offer things like Tai Chi and yoga, KitchenAid mixers, you know, the list goes on and on. And although this resource may not be the right fit for them, it doesn't mean that it's not the right resource for somebody else. And so we really want to treat this the way we would a book on our shelves.
Mm. Yeah, talking about sex or even sexual health, it can be kind of a uncomfortable or taboo topic, especially, I mean, I think about myself when I was younger taking health classes, you know, you kind of squirm in your chair when you're learning about it. How do you think this helps reduce the stigma surrounding it? Is it just as easy as seeing a cabinet, opening it up, getting access to these resources, or is there some engagement from library staff that you think plays a key role in this?
The part that's been really interesting as far as how the libraries have localized it, some librarians have added sexual health resource books to the display with it. Others have put it in very discreet areas of the library to promote privacy. The goal with this is to remove the stigma. So if somebody, maybe they're accessing a pregnancy test and maybe they don't need it at that moment in their life. But to promote the experience of opening up the box, reading the instructions, so that way they'll be informed when perhaps they do need it is very important. But we do want to promote these conversations and remove any sort of stigma or shame people may feel for needing them. Mm.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with Todd Deck from the Sacramento Public Library about their new sexual health resource cabinets, which provide materials like condoms, educational information, pregnancy tests, all free for charge. You mentioned just some of the resources that the library offers, including classes as well. How does this fit into that larger meaning and mission of what a library is to a community?
Sure. So the Sacramento Public Library, we recently have launched our new strategic plan. And one of the top priorities is creating inclusive neighborhood hubs. So our priority through our classes, our collections, our programs, resources like the sexual health resource cabinets is to truly create that neighborhood hub where you can get really so many of your educational, recreational, informational needs met under one roof.
Mm. I would think that the library, just like any institution over time, it has to adjust and adapt to still be relevant to a community and a neighborhood. What are the overarching challenges that the library is looking to overcome? Because you just mentioned you launched a new strategic plan.
You know, I don't see them as much as challenges, as more as opportunities. When I was checked in here, I was talking to the receptionist and she said, "I love the library. I use Libby for my audiobooks all the time," which Libby is our ebook platform where you can check out audiobooks and books. That's the opportunity where how can we engage with that person who's a hyper library user, but perhaps doesn't come into the building, which is why we've created things like large scale music programs, getting, you know, fascinating people to come in for conversations. So it's really just an opportunity and really recognizing that there's a ton of people that we're serving in person, and then there's a ton of people we're serving that we don't even see anymore.
Mm. Finally, this is available at 12 locations of 30. I think there's 28 physical locations, 2 book mobiles within the Sacramento Public Library. Do you plan to expand this sexual health resource cabinet to all locations?
So, you know, we have been getting requests from other libraries to get it. So I do believe we are planning, we are planning on expanding the resource to other locations that have interest where it makes sense for them.
If someone's listening to this and they're interested, because there isn't a list of locations on the website currently, is it as simple as just walking into the library, asking a staff member, "Hey, do you have this cabinet?"
Yeah, and they would absolutely be able to identify where it would be for them.
Okay, great. Todd, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Todd Deck is the Community Engagement Services Manager for the Sacramento Public Library, and we've been talking about the system's new sexual health resource cabinets, which were installed at 12 library locations across Sacramento County last month. Still ahead, 88 days, 88 keys. Piano Day is a global celebration of, you guessed it, the piano. We'll learn about an event that you can enjoy in person in Sacramento this weekend. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.